From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Raleigh 903. Pinch-hitting for MGM's popular comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton, is our guest star, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. How are you there, Mr. O'Connor?
Oh, feel as good as I look.
You want to lay down?
Well, Clem, tonight will be the last I see of you for a while.
Yeah, this is the last show of the season. I'll be down next week at this time collecting my unemployment insurance.
Are you going down there and stand in line?
No, I'm going to borrow Clegg Hoyt's a little camp stool and sit on.
Say, are you going to rest this summer?
No, I got a job.
What doing?
Well, you remember last season down at the beach, I had a job writing the Constitution of the United States on the head of a pen?
Yeah?
Well, I got a job this year where I write much smaller.
Where? Where?
On used car lots. I write the word down behind those big numbers on the windshield.
Boy, those used car prices are still holding up.
Better than the cars, yeah. You know, things are getting cheaper, though. You can get a shaving brush now for $3,500. $3,500 solid gold rubber set shaving brush. It'd be a nice shave, that, wouldn't it? It's worth more than I am.
Well, speaking of money, what do you think of the proposed 20% income tax cut?
I'll take it.
Well, if we get the tax cut, what are you going to do with the money you saved, Clem?
Pay my back taxes again.
Are you in the high tax bracket?
Well, I haven't been since I used to be a tutti-frutti tester. I was a tutti-frutti tester first class, you know.
Of what?
Tutti-frutti tester. Yeah. You see, you may not realize it, but that's a very important job. You see, they set ice cream in front of me, and I test it to see if there's too much tutti or too much frutti. And if it's got too much tutti, I add a little more fruity, or cut a little fruity out if there's too much of the tutti. Sound like the super chief, don't I? And vice versa is the way it works.
Well, I think you got a little too much of both.
No, I had a blood test last week, and they found out that I was 50% tutti and 50% fruity. I bet Bob Hope wish he had stuff like that.
Well, not that I care, Clem, but what difference would it make if there was more tutti than fruity or fruity than tutti?
Well, this ain't here, but for 3 years.
I was wondering the same thing. So finally, I went up to the two vice presidents. They have two, you know. Mm-hmm. One in charge of tutti and one in charge of fruity. So I asked him, what difference would it make if there was too much tutti or too much fruity?
And what did he say?
You're fired. Yeah, but the taxes will be all right, I suppose.
Yes, you know the old saying, you can always count on two things, death and taxes.
And death is cheaper.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process, the greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment in the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the lead of Warner Brothers' Humphrey Bogart, starring in The Two Mrs. Carrolls. Get the new moisturized Rolly 903 and see how much fresher, richer, better tasting it is. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new, all new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Anita Ellis sings her latest Mercury recording. Ask anyone who knows.
There is no shore without an ocean. Ask anyone who knows. There is no love without devotion. Ask anyone who knows. A dream will stray, lose its way, if it can come true. Night and day, all my dreams are so dependent on you. A sigh can mean a sweet beginning. Ask anyone who knows. It's love that keeps the whole world spinning, and heaven only knows. I have no heart when we're apart. It leaves me when you go, and darling, if you don't believe.
Skeleton scrapbook of sad tires.
Hey, you know why he beats those drums so hard? He's got his old army colonel's picture on him back there. Chapter one is entitled The Fireman's Nightmare. We're having a tough time readjusting that boy. Faster, faster. Cling, clang, over the corners, around the curb, yeah. Boy, right between the streetcars now. Out of the way, everybody. Get out of the way, everybody. There, we made it. We made it.
Ah, that was fun, Willie. You're learning fast.
Yeah, but I'm kind of worn out, you know. You think it'll be very long before the chief will let us take the truck out of the station?
Willie, the chief wants to see you.
Oh, he does, yeah. Huh? Well, you know what you can tell him, don't you? Tell him I'll be right in.
Yeah, I saw the chief, and he seems awfully mad. I wonder what's eating him.
Probably that acid I poured down his neck. I don't know.
Tell me, how come you become a fireman anyway?
Well, my wife told me to go to the Blazers so often I got interested in it. Why, ain't I a good fireman?
Oh, you'd be okay if you didn't overdo it. Now, you take that fire at the burlesque show last night.
Well, I only did what any normal American boy would do. Rescued the fan dancer.
Yeah, but three times. I think you should read your fireman's manual more often.
What for? You ask me any question, I'll answer it for you.
Okay. Now, how do you save a man now who's just been overcome by smoke?
Roll him on his back and jump on his chest.
Well, that won't revive him.
I know, but it makes the prettiest smoke ring. You balling me out. You don't know too much about fires yourself, you know. There's a lot you could learn, old man. For instance, don't open a door and walk in. Chop it down. You know, that axe ain't for killing turkeys, you know.
Yeah, but the door was open.
Close it and then chop it down.
No, nowadays firemen don't use that strong-arm stuff.
I know, and people are beginning to talk. Have you noticed we don't draw the crowds that we used to? I better go in and see what the chief wants.
Yeah, you remember, he who hesitates is lost.
Yeah, I learned that in the army when we were having chow. I'll see what he wants. You send for me, chief? Read what's there, will you?
Willie, I hate to say this, but your work hasn't been up to par lately.
Well, I'm a sick man, Chief. I'm living on borrowed time.
Did the doctor tell you that?
No, the finance company. Boo Roots told me that.
You make too many mistakes, Lump. I'm afraid I'll have to force you to leave the force.
Oh, no, you don't. I work too hard to be a fireman, and I refuse to be a fried fireman, a fart fireman. Well, that's all right. I'm fried all the time, anyway.
Yeah, you still don't even look like a fireman. Look at yourself. A bottle of seltzer water hanging on your belt where your fire axe ought to be.
Well, what's wrong with that? The next call might be a distillery, you know. Here, I'll get it. Hello, fire department. It is. Well, bring it over here. It'll be just as quick.
What was that?
Some guy's trailer's on fire.
For 2 cents, I'd punch you right in the nose.
I don't think you could do that.
What makes you think so?
My forehead comes down over my nose. A choker! Let's go!
Out of my way! Step aside, please!
Now take it easy. Where do you boys think you're going to a fire? There's a brilliant remark.
Come on, Willie. It's at box 32 down in the hotel district.
Yeah.
Put your helmet on.
I will not. That thing's too big.
I said put it on.
Ooh. Okay, lead me to the driver's seat. I'll drive.
You'll take the rear steering wheel on the hook and ladder.
Okay, I'll take the rear steering wheel.
Are you ready, Willie?
Yeah, I'll follow you. Go ahead. Take it easy now.
Ooh! Watch that move, Willie. You've got the duck.
Now he tells me.
Willie, get on the truck. It might be a big fire.
Oh, so what? These stucco houses out here burn for hours. Here we go. Come on. Take it easy now, will you? I feel kind of silly sitting back here by myself. Think I'll guide my end of the truck up to the front. Hey, you got a match?
Willie, straighten up the back. You're heading for a car.
Oh, look out. Oh, well, better luck next time. Well, here we are. Oh, boy.
Well, I see you finally got here. Get down off the truck. We need the extension ladder.
Hey, ain't that a beautiful blaze, boy? Hey, little boy, here's a dime. Run over and get me some frankfurters and some long sticks, will you?
Mr. Lump, turn in your badge. You're through.
Help! Help!
Oh, a woman. I wonder if she's single.
I'm single. You're... I'm single. Save me.
Where are you from?
Hollywood.
Sorry it's too late to save you.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new, modern, moisturized Rowley 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new. All new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Test, certified by a jury of 14 doctors, based on a method used by the United States government, prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play June Is Busting Out All Over and If I Love You from Carousel. Chapter 2 is entitled The Bonfire.
Junior. Junior, wake up. Get yourself out of that bed.
Okay, kiddo. Unlock me chains, yeah?
Now, that's enough of that nonsense. And stop putting your fingers in your mouth.
Well, I can't help it. One of me baby teeth is about to become a delinquent.
Is it loose?
Yeah.
Well, come here, let me see.
Oh, look, look. Namor, get your head out of me mouth. Your nose is tickling me tonsils.
Now, hold still.
Good.
Oh, my. That tooth is loose.
Yeah.
Well, hold still. Well, look at that. It came out without any trouble at all.
No trouble, she said. Would you mind readjusting me jaw now?
now, Junior.
Well, you pulled almost the top of me head out, will you?
Well, aren't you glad your tooth's out?
I certainly is, because I can use the dime, I can.
That's right.
Yes.
For each tooth you lose, I give you 10 cents.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. Well, why are you looking in the mirror?
Just checking to see how much more money I got in my kisser here. Oh, boy, the crop's getting kind of low. There's about 40 cents left in there.
Well, here's your dime, Junior.
Thank you, Nemo. You the sweetest,
oh,
Nemo.
And here. Do something with this old tooth.
Okay, you got any glue handy?
Glue?
Yes, how else am I going to put the tooth back in my mouth if I don't have no glue?
You mean you were going to glue that tooth back in your head? Why, I never heard of such a thing.
I know. If you did, I wouldn't be collecting a dime every day.
I thought you were losing too many teeth.
Yeah.
Now hurry and dress.
No, okay. I think I put on my cowboy suit. Look like Roy Rogers today.
Oh, no, Junior. Those
look
pants are dirty.
Boo-boo.
No, no. No, no. The pants are dirty.
No?
You can't wear them out and play with the other little boys.
Well,
their suits will be clean.
Believe me, after 5 minutes, we'll all look the same.
Junior, put on your clean pants.
But my clean ones has got a hole in the seat of the pants.
Is the hole very big?
When I put them on, you can see more of me than you can of them.
Now go out and play.
Okay, I go outside and play. I go. Oh, there's Mr. Filer over there. Me official tester for my booby trap. My, he look like he don't have a care in the world. I'll just go over and give him one.
Hi, Junior, my little friend.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, why don't you put on the glass? You got the wrong Junior. What's he doing?
I'm just burning some thread.
Oh.
Stand over here so the smoke won't
go
in your
face. Hey, why don't you get the magazines you're going to burn up to the firemen? They distribute them, you know. They give you the vets and stuff and put a waste paper dry.
Well, by George, you're right.
By George, I'm right.
My, how I wish I had a little boy like you.
By George, you was wrong. You couldn't do that. That would be impossible. After they made me, they threw away the mold, you know. I scared them to death. Boy, them old storks flew the coop when they...
Junior, what are you going to be when you grow up?
Well, I kind of had my heart set on being a trustee. Trustee. The penitentiary, you know. I'm going to be a fireman. That's what I'm going to be. You know, I got the cutest little fire wagon, but I can't play with it.
Why, is it broken?
No, some big bully won't let me have it.
Well, I'll get it for you. Where is it?
In the department store window.
Yes, Well, first let's burn this rubbish, huh?
Yeah, okay. You know, I rode on a fire truck once. I did, yes, I did. I reported the fire scene, and they took me along with them. And the old fire truck just zoomed up one street, and it zoomed down another street. And I said, no, it's up this way, and they zoom up that way. And then they would zoom. Sometimes they get so mixed up, they zoom past their own zooms, you know. And they couldn't find the fire, they couldn't. And all of a sudden, they found it. It was on the truck.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, they all quit after that.
They did.
Yeah, they quit.
Well, why did all the firemen quit after that?
Well, they said I set fire to the truck. Now, can you imagine that?
No.
You don't have much imagination, do you?
Junior, don't get too close to the fire.
No, I won't be fire. I'm not going to get too close to the fire, Dad. I know all about them. I know how to start them. I know how to put them out. My scoutmaster showed me.
Well, you a Boy Scout?
No, not really. I can't even be a brownie.
You mean you're not ready for the Boy Scouts?
I mean the Boy Scouts ain't ready for me.
Well, if you want to be a Boy Scout, you'll have to mend your ways.
Yeah.
I know. I used to be an Eagle Scout.
Don't tell! An old vulture like you was an Eagle Scout. Yeah, that's wonderful. Here, throw this in the fire. I'm afraid I might get burned. You know, I don't want to get burned. I remember when I was a little baby. Me mummy used to stick ashes in me eyes all the time, you know. She said the sandman didn't have enough sand to go around. You used to flick them on me right there. Hey, what's this thing? Look.
Good heavens, where'd that come from? It's a 45 cartridge.
Looks like a bullet. Let's get rid of it, huh?
No, don't throw it in the fire.
You'll have to be faster with them orders, Sporty, you know.
Oh, why do you always have to do the wrong thing? Don't you know the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah, one's more fun than the other one.
Well, let's not stand here. That bullet's liable to explode and hit somebody.
Oh, well, I'm not scared of the widow bullet. A widow thing like that, you scared of? I'm not scared of nothing. Fearless Junior, they call me.
Junior, don't put your chest out like that. You're losing your pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw the draft for you.
We'd better take the cover. Run into the house.
Hurry, boy.
I hope the door's open.
It's open. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Now what do we do?
Hurry, lie down on your stomach.
Yeah, lie down on your stomach.
Junior.
Hey, Nemo, come in the house, quick. Hurry, get in here.
What on earth are you two lying on the floor?
Well, we ain't got time to dig a foxhole, you know.
Bernie, you better lie down, too, before that bullet hits you.
Why? What bullet are you talking about?
If he'd been at rehearsal the day, he'd know what we're talking about.
Junior, throw a bullet into the fire.
Yes. Oh, Junior, why are you so stupid?
Well, I don't know.
Won't you be glad when he grows up?
Yes, but the FBI is going to be kept awfully busy.
Well, now, I was in that, you know. Oh, look, I'm laying right down here at his feet. Look at that.
Junior, don't tie Mr. Fowler's shoestrings together. He's liable to get up in a hurry and break his neck.
That's the general idea, kiddo.
Help me. I've got a good notion to give you the spanking of your life.
You hit me, I'm going to tell you.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be Tricky Finger Felton, the buxom boogler.
But, Junior, I was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Tricky Finger, I think I hear the night watchman.
Well, hoist this safe on the back and we'll take it with us.
Hey, when do you think that bullet is going to go off? Boy, I wish it would go. I hope it don't hit that bird's nest in the tree. I got a billiard ball up there.
A billiard ball in a bird's nest?
Yes.
Why?
On a hatch of pool table. You know what I did once? I put chicken eggs in a little bird's nest. And yes, and the mama bird hatched out the chicken eggs. And then the papa bird came home and he saw these chickens. He says, "Good heavens, look. I am the father of a P-38. Look."
I do wonder why that bullet doesn't explode.
Shall I go out and stir up the fire a little bit?
No!
If we could only put water on the fire.
It'll be more fun with gasoline, you know. Hey, I'll sneak out and squirt the garden hose on it.
Junior, come back here!
I'll get him.
Nemo, you're all right, Nemo. The bullet went out.
Yes, dear.
I know.
It
scared me, Emma.
Bless you, Emma.
Yeah, bless you.
Well, I wonder if Mr. Fowler's all right.
I don't know. He's still trying to get his head out of that gopher hole there.
Junior, are you all right?
I think so.
Then why are you keeping your eyes closed?
Well, if I'm not dead, there's nothing new to see. And if I is dead, I'd rather not see I is.
Tonight is our last program for this season, and also a good time to thank the people in the background who have made our success responsible. Our engineer, Art Brerley, our sound effect men, Fred Cole and Jack Robinson, Edna Skelton-Berzegi and her writing staff, Ben Friedman, John Murray, Hi Friedman, Jack Denton, and our wonderful cast, David Forrester and his fine musicians of 36, our NBC producer, Bob Dawn, our show producer, Keith McLeod, and the president of the Russell M. Seeds Advertising Agency, Freeman Keyes, and the president of Brown & Williamson Tobacco Company, T.V. Hartman. I sincerely hope that this past season I haven't said or done anything to offend any of you, and if I have, I really didn't mean to, because it has been a great honor to come into your home. And we shall at all time respect the dignity of your home by presenting clean entertainment. And next year, we'll even try harder. Thanks for being so kind, and thanks for buying Raleigh cigarettes. Your buying the product we sell has made these visits possible. I'll say good night now, and may good health and happiness be yours.
Rod, you got something to add?
Well, yes, I have, Red. I'll be working all summer, so tune in next week when Sigmund Romberg will bring you the very finest in music.
Bye now, and thanks for listening.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied Burley blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Raleigh's invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night, and listen again next Tuesday at this same time to An Evening with Romberg. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Drive carefully, Red Skelton.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes.
Broadcasting Company.